following program may contain material that is inappropriate for children or your workplace.
The following production of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
Check for sound. Check for power. Get it ready.
Systems online.
Now let's get fired up for the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah!
I'm a coolest card on it.
It's about leading the league and fucking wins.
Welcome to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Roethlisberger. Roethlisberger.
What the fuck is wrong with Ben Roethlisberger, whatever his name is?
And now, here's John and Tom.
We stink. Stink.
Get out, scream!
Matt dodged the punt, gets a high snap, gets it away. It's a knuckle. Jackson takes it at the 35. Picks it up. Looks for running room. He's at the 40. He's at the 35. Midfield. He's at the 40. Oh. He's going to go. Deshaun Jackson. Oh. I don't care if he jumps, dives. He's running around, and he's in the end zone, and there's no time, and the Eagles win. The Eagles win.
This is Miracle in the Meadowlands number two.
And the Giants fans can't believe it. And the Eagles have just pulled off the most remarkable win I have ever seen.
Miracle number two in the Meadowlands.
I have never seen anything like this. Never.
Obviously very, very difficult to discuss or talk about. I've never been around anything like this in my life. It's about as empty as you get to feel in this business right there.
I bet it is.
Oh, they were talking about Deshaun Jackson's punt return. See, when I heard Merrill Reese talking about he's never seen anything like this, I thought they were talking about like an Eagles Super Bowl victory.
Oh, yeah.
I can't stand Merrill Reese. I can't stand him.
I can't either.
I can't stand him.
Because when he's excited like that, I know what it means.
I know, and it sucks. The only good thing about that was it was against the Giants. And that, really, that's like a Christmas wish. That's like a Christmas wish.
It is the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour, show number 172. I'm Tom, he's John, and another voice you might hear is my son, Tyler.
Yeah.
Tyler.
Oh, that wasn't Tyler, that was
you
me.
You want to say hello?
Hello.
Hello. Tyler's here because he's going to talk about an experience he had over the weekend coming up here in a bit.
Did he get laid? Hot dang. We are breaking new ground here on the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
All right, I think that might be an illegal conversation.
Okay, we'll have to use code words. Did you get the old salami wet there? You know, get the old slider in?
He's 16.
I know.
Yeah. So. But I guess since I'm with him, it's okay, right? If I say it's okay?
Well, if you say it's okay that he gets laid?
No.
Or that he can talk about it? Because I can. He's 16, dude. He's gotten laid. You might as well get used to that.
So, Tom Coughlin... Tom Coughlin, I would like you to explain yourself.
There's no explanation. There was no explanation. I'm just trying to, you know, it's a team game. There isn't any one guy. You know, it should have never come down to that. Without a doubt, it should have never come down to that, but it did. And at that point in time, with 14 seconds, you're going to punt the ball out of bounds. You're going to give them one play. You're going to defend the one play, and you're going to go into overtime. So it didn't have to end the way it did either.
We got to call Tom Coughlin.
So, yeah. So, Tom Coughlin has no explanation.
No, of course not.
No, I got one. Your special team just choked, buddy.
It was a lot more than that. But anyway, we need to call him. And we're going to hear from Andy Reid. And we've got new Jen Sturger stuff to talk about. And Brett Favre. And just a whole bunch of other stuff coming up. Real quick on the Gridiron Challenge update, our fantasy game on ESPN's website. I showed up to play. They're in first place.
Very good for him.
Mighty Gork Tones are in second place.
The Mighty Gork Tones. Keeping the Gork joke alive.
I am in third place.
You are?
Yes, and in fourth place is, yay, I'm special.
Okay, cool. You know what? Next year I think I'm going to name my team I Am in Third Place. See what happens. Right. Max was all excited. My son Max was all excited because he moved all the way to 95th.
Oh.
Hey, I don't even know where I'm at on that thing. I think I'm still in the high 80s.
I think you got evicted from the game.
I did. No way, man. I wouldn't have done that bad.
Well, over in the pigskin pick'em, you're doing much better. But in first place, there they are, the Wisconsinant Koalas.
Yeah.
We got a new couple of new teams have moved up. In second place, My Stinky Picks.
Okay.
And in third, Old Yeller Favre.
I'm not sure if that his stinky picks or his picks or his he's got like a collection of belly button lint or something in a jar. Might be. Maybe it's Tilliard and that's what he collects. That's his hobby.
All right. So, yeah, DeSean Jackson returns that punt for a touchdown. Unbelievable ending to that game. And Andy Reid was all happy after the game. And he was with DeSean Jackson. And this is what you heard.
How about those birds? Great job. Great job, you little midget, you.
Great job, you little midget, you.
Way to go. You little runt, you. Jesus. My God.
We don't like this.
Oh, no. It's an activist, Tom.
We don't like this.
It's Al Sharpton's brother-in-law, the Reverend Teeny Shrimpton, that showed up to protest the Andy Reid.
I didn't mean midget. What I meant was little person. Way to go here. You little... Somebody give me some oxygen. You hear him breathing in there?
Yeah.
God. You know, what you said was he didn't know what to say, right? But no, I say he was beside himself, and so was everybody else in the stadium.
Great job, you little midget.
We don't like that.
Oh, then they asked Andy Reid if he was excited.
I'm so excited I might put on a fur coat.
Whatever that means.
How many chinchillas have to die to make a fur coat for him? like 80,000?
When I used to feast like this, I would have a troop of minstrels to serenade me. There was a great time.
Great job, you little midget.
We don't like that.
Slay and skin 75,000 animals. I'm so happy I wish to have a fur coat.
I'm so excited I might put on a fur coat.
Right.
They gave him a free one because he was the millionth customer at Burger King. Well, actually, it was his millionth visit to Burger King. Thank you, Mr. Reid. You have put all of our children through college. The Burger King guy with the big plastic head comes out and gives him a fur coat. Here you go.
Oh,
man. Screw the Eagles. Screw the Eagles.
Tom Coughlin, what do you think of this show?
I've never been around anything like this in my life.
Yeah, I'm sure you haven't. All right. Let's call Tom Coughlin here.
Okay, good.
Get him on the phone, because I got questions.
Questions, eh?
Yeah.
Questions, eh? All right, we'll ask him some.
Hello?
Is this Coach Tom Coughlin?
Yes, it is Tom Coughlin.
Hi, Coach. This is John and Tom from the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
I remember you.
Yes.
Yes, you think you're such funny boys.
Well, we just, we just chased the truth around in the NFL, that's all.
Well, is that what it's called? You know what I like to do with the truth? Tackle it, mash it, sack it, put it in a bag.
Well, Coach, we had to call you about this game. It had to be a heartbreaking loss. I mean, you were up 31-10 on the Eagles. What the heck happened?
You think that's a heartbreaking loss? Stalingrad, that's a heartbreaking loss. This far, I could get over this. What do you mean, what happened? What happened? Michael Vick happened, that's what happened. You kidding me? Yeah, that is one fast little schmatzer right there.
DeSean Jackson's not too shabby either.
Oh, yeah. First the Michael Vick happened, and then that other little schmatzer, that little DeSean Jackson, yeah, you saw what he did, right? We all saw that. We all saw what happens when you ask a rookie punter to punt a ball out of bounds. It should have never come down to that. It should have never come down to that.
Well, okay, your punter, he's a rookie. I understand that. He was, I guess he was supposed to kick it out of bounds. So what happens to Matt Dodge now?
What happens? We shot him.
You shot him?
Yeah, right there in the tunnel, right after the game, up against the wall, ready aim fire. I keep a firing squad on the hand in there, you know, just in case anyone fumbles.
Whew.
How do you think Tiki Barber learned to carry the ball? Look, a couple of assistant coaches with Schmeisers in there as excellent motivators.
All right. Okay, so Matt Dodge is no longer with us.
Well, we're not going to say that officially. Nobody knows who these punters are. You can get them off the street. You can't. All you have to do is put this picture on this little screen there, say, this is who it is, and then you put the helmet on whoever put him out there. As long as there's no bullet hole in the jersey, nobody knows.
Okay.
Simple.
Well, we saw you go out there and speak to Matt Dodge when the game ended. What did you say? What'd you say to him?
Well, I told him to go into the tunnel and take off his jersey and then wait for me in front of the cinder block wall. Very simple. He's just a young boy. He's very easily led around.
I understand.
Coachable is what they call it.
Wow. That's pretty strict there in New York, isn't it?
Well, look, let me tell you something. We do not like miracles in the Meadowlands. The second miracle in the Meadowlands, I told somebody that if that happens again on my watch, whoever it is will be shot.
Well, now they're calling this the miracle at the New Meadowlands. What do you think about that?
Yeah. You know, I really don't care about that. I don't care. Nobody remembers who was the coach for the first miracle in the Meadowlands. Who was it? Come on, who was it?
I don't know. I just know Herm Edwards did what DeSean Jackson did.
Right, see? No one remembers the coach. All they remember is Herm Edwards, and they remember that Joe Passaro chicken. They remember that Larry Zonka, and they remember that punter. They remember the punter. They'll remember him, and they'll remember that DeSean Jackson. But I tell you this, I will make everyone remember who is their master. When the Giants come back to rule the world, I shall have a special place in the Hall of Fame devoted to me. And we will rename the National Football League the National Coffin League. And I will be the Supreme Commissioner. And everyone will bow down before me, especially those two little smart Alex Schwartzes, Michael Vick, and DeSean Jackson.
Okay, Coach.
Auf Wiedersehen.
You have a nice day.
Damn, Tom, I think we just checked into something there. A little psychotic episode.
I've never heard him like that.
Really? There's video of it. It's on the History Channel all the time. Well, I mean, it's the second miracle in the Meadowlands. You figure he's going to be a little upset.
All right. As I mentioned, my son Tyler is here.
Hello.
And, all right, here's the deal. When his big sister turned 16,
right,
his grandparents, their grandparents, you know, they wanted to do something special because it was her 16th birthday.
Right.
So they flew her to Minnesota and took her shopping at the Mall of America for a weekend.
Oh, that's cool. I was going to say, I was hoping they weren't going to fly her out there for a Vikings game. That would not be a very cool birthday present. Especially
right.
Like if it was this weekend.
So Tyler turned 16 this past March, and they thought, well, we're going to have to put him on a plane and take him somewhere.
So you went to the mall? Cool.
No, he didn't exactly go to the mall. When he opened his gift in March, he opens it up. And there's a picture.
It's a Vegas showgirl?
No. No, it was the brand new Cowboy Stadium with a note that said, pick a game and let's go.
Oh, cool. That's cool.
I want to know why I didn't get grandparents like that.
Well, you know, it's all about genealogy.
Oh, is that it?
I guess. We don't have any say in that sort of thing.
Well, the grandparents are on his mother's side, so.
Oh, that's cool. Well, that's cool. So which game did you pick? I guess you went to this weekend's game?
Yep.
He did?
You went and saw him play the Redskins. Cool.
Yeah, and he was, he picked that game. Part of the reason he picked that game, I mean, obviously it was a rivalry. Mm-hmm. But he said, I want to see Tony Romo versus Donovan McNabb.
He got John Kitna versus Rex Grossman.
And he got a great game.
Tyler, when you're in college, you'll wake up next to a fat girl and you'll feel the same exact way. You'll go, God, I don't want to tell anybody, but it wasn't so bad.
Yeah, fat girls, Tyler. Fat girls are like mopeds. They're fun to ride, but don't let your friends catch you.
And wear a helmet, young man. Oh, hell. So, yeah, man, that was a great game to get to go see, man. So that wasn't your first NFL game, right?
No.
That was his first time in Dallas.
Oh, cool.
First time on an airplane.
Give you a complimentary lap dance down there is what I understand. You get off the airport, if it's your first time there, they give you like a ticket for one.
No, but they had some dancing girls in the stadium, didn't they?
Yeah.
During most of the game.
And? So, what? Oh. I mean, how was the experience?
It was awesome. There were a couple of drunk people here and there.
A couple?
Quite a few.
A couple of drunks.
There was this one fat drunk guy behind us a few rows up. And he was getting mad at everybody that was sitting down because they weren't jumping up and down and screaming while nobody was playing anything at the moment, and he kept saying everybody just sucks.
This was a Cowboys fan?
Yeah, it was just a Cowboys fan.
Screw you, you bunch of losers.
What, whether you were on the Redskins side of the field, I know, because I saw you were in section 129, which is like on the 10-yard line, 14 rows up off the field, on the Redskins side of the field, and I knew, because I looked at the view from the field, so when Jason Witten scored the touchdown, he scored it right in front of you.
Yep.
Really? That had to be cool.
Yes, it was.
Did you almost fall in Donovan McNabb's mouth when he was yawning? Did you see that on TV? Yes. Oh, my God. I swear to God, an airplane could get in there.
Can you imagine that up on that Jumbotron?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it was. That, right along with Steve Spurrier and his lips, are like two of the Redskins' mouth's worth moments. That was tough to say.
Right.
So that was cool. You got to see a big comeback and everything like that. That's cool.
What, who, any other fans that stood out?
This one drunk blonde just dancing the whole time and got upset anytime they turned off the music in between plays. She was still dancing and she complained that every time she tried to dance, they just turned off the music.
How come that you guys keep turning off the music? Hey, fuck this football game. I'm here to party! Woo! My name is Nikki Pepper, and I'm from Dallas.
Oh, man.
Jesus. So, was the big TV screen, could you see it from where you were? You know,
you could see it from everywhere.
Yeah, from down that low, though, because it was kind of like looking up, you know, Jason Garrett's nose, wasn't it?
See it from the moon, you know that.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. I wish I would have known you'd have been on the Redskins side and that close. I would have given you a rock to hit our gum-chomping idiot special teams coach in the head with. I hate that guy. Yeah, Tom, you saw this weekend. How many ways in the world did they just let the Cowboys have the ball at our 30-yard line all first quarter?
I think our average starting field position was like your 42.
I think it was closer than that. I think it was within the 40-yard line because, well, with Grossman's fumble in the and the interception, that helped it out. But, I mean, the whole first half, it was one big return after another, after another, after another. Oh, my God.
Now, what about the Redskins fan that was that had the flag? What was that about?
This guy had a McNabb jersey on, and he had eye black on, and just his wig and stuff, and he just went all out for the game. He had a little flag in his hand.
You mean a penalty flag, yellow flag?
Like a penalty flag tied up with a little sand in the ball.
Uh-huh.
And anytime there was a flag against Dallas, he would just stand up and start screaming and just swing it around every single time.
Hey, that's one of our guys, man.
Uh-huh. I spent all this money on this fucking McNabb jersey. God damn it.
Man, they went right to half price on Redskins.com. I think they're even lower than that.
I'll bet they did.
Yeah, he's gone.
All right. Well, Tyler, we're going to call Jerry Jones a little bit later. So if you got any questions about the stadium for him or anything.
All righty.
But, what was it you said you would, because you went on a tour the next day.
Yeah.
And what was it you said about how tall the stadium is? The tour guide told you what?
Without the Jumbotron in the way, you could fit the Statue of Liberty with its base on the 50-yard line and it wouldn't touch the ceiling.
Jesus.
No kidding. Damn, that's pretty tall.
Just a little bit.
I wonder if a punter could hit the top of the torch. He gets thrown out of the national park.
That's funny you bring that up. Because remember last year before the season started, all we heard about, my God, it was ridiculous about how how many punts would hit the Jumbotron, and it never happened. Not one time.
It hasn't even happened
still
yet.
Still hasn't happened. It was so ridiculous.
Last week or 2 weeks ago, we heard about the punter that was trying in practice, and they yelled at him over the speaker, over the PA system.
That was the college game.
Yeah.
What, Tyler?
Are you down there?
They actually have raised it up just a little bit.
I knew that.
More than last season, just a few feet.
Yeah.
God, you know how much it would cost just to raise that thing a few feet? Jesus Christ. Put a couple of coasters under it, God damn it. I'm sorry, they got paperback books underneath it over on one side. Nah, put another one under there. It's all crooked. God dang it.
But they told you, Tyler, that when they hung that thing up, it actually lowered the top by 6 inches.
Yeah, the support beams go outside the stadium, kind of in an arch. There's massive.
Oh, okay. That hold that Jumbotron?
No, that hold up the stadium itself.
Oh, okay.
The whole big
outside,
arches, yeah.
And when they put it up, it lowered the middle of the beams down about 6 inches.
Wow. That's creepy. That's just creepy.
That's pretty heavy. Well, you got to see it from outer space, man.
Well, we'll get back to that when we talk to Jerry Jones. Got to give credit to the Packers. They played a hell of a game at New England.
That was a very entertaining football game, man. I had a great time watching that game.
Well, Mike McCarthy was pretty angry with the media after the game.
Oh, who isn't?
And they were making comments and about who was favored, who the favorite was, and
right,
you know, whether or not, you know, they at least they played well and had a chance to win. And here's what McCarthy said.
I don't care what you guys think. We came here to win. Okay, we're nobody's underdog. We're 8-6. So we need to get ready for the Giants. And we got to get our ninth win. That's the focus of our football team.
He don't care what you think, John.
We came here to win.
Right.
We came here to win the game. What the hell kind of stupid thing is? No shit. You came here to win. But you put Matt Flynn out there. Of course you're going to be the underdog. Holy crap. Matt Flynn against Tom Brady. You know, you don't even have to be a Vegas bookie. Billy could make you the underdog. Oh, yeah, the Patriots are going to kick that ass. You know, he should be proud of his team, and we should all be respectful of the Packers for the job they did against them, but he shouldn't be standing up like that.
Right.
Jeez. That's ridiculous.
So Minnesota played a real football game in Minnesota Monday night.
Is that what they did? It looked like the Bears did. I don't know what the Vikings were doing. That guy Joe Webb was just awful.
Well, when I say they played a real game, I mean out in the elements, because they had play the game outside. They had a blizzard. It was like 6 mm-hmm. degrees, whatever. They were playing on that frozen turf. They said it felt like cement. I love
that. Sure. It looked like it.
Well, I love the comments from the players. They're like, you know, Roger Goodell talks about wanting to protect the players, but he's going to make us play on this crap.
Oh, what a Jesus. Put your diaper on, you whining pussy. My God. You know, and they brought the old Vikings out for that. Alan Page should have turned around and punched every one of them right in the mouth.
Right.
Except for Favre. Favre at least went out there and tried. My bone just broke, but I'll get out there and try it.
Yeah, he wanted to play in the snow. That's why. That was one of the reasons he wanted to play, was because it was out there in the elements.
Frozen turf. I mean, you know what? The Ice Bowl, right? The all-great Ice Bowl. The reason it was the Ice Bowl was because they tried to warm the field by putting a tarp over it and blowing warm air underneath there, just like they did in this stadium, and the condensation froze.
Right.
I mean, come on. How do you not know that's what's going to happen? It happened in the Ice Bowl.
Right. Well, anyway, funny thing, Roger Goodell was in Minnesota for the game.
I thought he was in New England the other night, too, when...
Yep.
When Ed Hockley watched the telestrator to show him a play, and then he threw a flag. He did. On the helmet to helmet. He watched it on the screen first, and then he threw a flag.
They're not supposed to do that.
No, but you know, Goodell was there.
Right.
He was up there drinking with Robert Kraft.
Mm-hmm. That looked like a penalty to me. Get the boy to watch the screen and throw the flag. Use your super secret communicator watch and tell the referee to throw a flag.
Well, Goodell was in Minnesota following up on the information in the Brett Favre, Jen Sturger investigation to make sure, you know, that it's done right and they get to the right conclusion, whatever that means.
he's got his magnifying glass down to the ground. Up in Minnesota following up.
There's a trail here. Brett Favre, was your penis dragging here?
You can see it in the snow, Tom. Apparently, he was playing grab ass on the roof of the Metrodome and collapsed the whole damn thing. Oh, dang, was that me? Oh, my fault. God. That's one of the coolest videos I've ever seen, I gotta tell you.
Oh, that was great watching that.
That
thing.
Was awesome.
And watching all the equipment just slowly lower down.
Yeah, and it all came at once. Boom. Could you imagine if the game was going on?
Oh
my God. Would have killed everybody on the field, and the whole damn crowd would have stampeded.
Well, Goodell met with Favre briefly during his visit to Minnesota and had a brief conversation with Favre before the game, but Brett declined to elaborate on the discussion.
Oh, God damn. He wanted to talk about my dick. I told him I was going to the game to get ready for it.
Well, meanwhile, Jen Sturger's manager, Jen has a manager. I don't know what he manages.
Her career, Tom.
Yeah. His name's Phil Reese. He was on the Dan Patrick Show this past week. And he asked Phil, Dan asked Phil, if Jen Sturger did respond to Favre's text messages, is it still considered sexual harassment?
Of course it's sexual harassment. If there was, the only thing that could nullify it is if she met with him and there was consensual sex or something. They're simply deflecting something, you know, and saying, sorry, I'm in Atlanta, or whatever the case may be. That does not nullify sexual harassment.
Okay.
Really?
All right.
I don't get it, but okay.
You don't get it?
She was asking for it, god dang it. Why is she going to dress like that if she don't want me to send her pictures of my dick? Here, get my good side. Get my good side. Strike the pose.
Phil says that Jen Sturger responded to Favre's text because she was trying to figure out if it was really him.
She did write back. I mean, she was like, you know, who is this? One of the texts was, you know, I swear if this is my boss, this is the worst prank ever. And he wrote back, you know, no, but I would like to be tonight, you know, 4 exclamation points and a smiley face. You know, that she was feeling that. She didn't know if this was really him or not.
Oh, that's funny. If this is my boss, it's the worst prank ever. And Favre responds, no, but I would like to be tonight. And he puts a smiley face on it.
He's got the emoticons. A little smiley face jacking it or something.
If this is my boss, Rex Ryan, is that you?
Oh, my God. Rex Ryan would have to have like a couple of assistant coaches holding his big Dunlap gut right up out of the way. Hurry up, take a picture. This goddamn thing's heavy. Take a picture, boy.
Fuck that.
Let's go get a snack. I'll say let's go get a snack.
Do we understand what the fuck I want to see?
Right.
I say I want to lead the league and fucking wins.
Exactly.
Let's go to eat a goddamn snack.
There you go.
Listen, that's right. I want 6 Big Macs, 4 double fries with cheese. Listen to me, son. I'm talking to you.
Jen Sturger. As an agent. A manager. Does that to manage her career. He got her an internship.
Right.
There's no money involved, but there's a chance a Hall of Famer might send you a picture of his dick and you'll be on Easy Street. Right. This is his career advice. Walk around in a tight t-shirt till one of these bastards harasses you, and then we're going to strike it rich.
How about those Jets going in there to Pittsburgh and beating them Steelers?
That was pretty good. I don't know, man. It might be their final kick.
That was a great game, though.
It was a good game. That might be their final kick, I think. The Bears this week, that's a good game coming up, I think. Bears looked strong the other night, man. I mean, granted, they're playing against Joe Webb, but they kicked his ass, dude. They were throwing him around like a toy. That was ridiculous.
Okay, here's my favorite part. Phil Reese says that they have forensic evidence that the pictures came from Favre.
As far as the pictures, you're able to pull off embedded data from it. And I had my forensics guy, who was a former lead investigator for the FBI, forensics expert, pull information off of these photos that tie back to Favre when you look at the totality of evidence. And keep in mind, you know, it's not like I took this information to the local, you know, geek squad at my Best Buy. This was a major, major former FBI forensics expert. And keep in mind, when I put the name out about who came up with this data and who examined it, you know, both investigators of the NFL knew who he was.
He was a major, major former lead investigator of the FBI. A major, major, John.
FBI Genitalia Investigations Division. Lieutenant Bob Shafton Scroton, penile forensic scientist here. This is a pattern, sir. This all began in 1991 when a woman in Atlanta complained that she was receiving faxes of someone's penis.
Penis.
Right.
Faxes of somebody's dick. We traced the number back to the Falcons.
Cock.
Oh, could you imagine when he finally catches Favre? This has been a long time, Willie. It's time for you to come clean. Get your hands where I can see them.
Oh, no.
Oh, shoot.
All right.
Man. Well, let's take forensic scientist.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Could you imagine the vagina division? they've got some people that just sit there and cycle through porn all day long.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
All right, let's take a break.
All right.
And when we come back, we'll hear from Brett Favre.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
I heard there is no Christmas in the silly Middle East. No trees, no snow, no Santa Claus. They have different religious beliefs. They believe in Muhammad and not in our holiday. And so every December I go to the Middle East and say, hey there, Mr. Muslim, Merry fucking Christmas. Put down that book, the Koran, and here's some holiday wishes. In case you haven't noticed, it's Jesus' birthday. So get off your heathen Muslim ass and fucking celebrate. There is no holiday season in India, I've heard. They don't hang up their stockings, and that is just absurd. They never read a Christmas story, they don't know what Rudolph is about. And that is why in December I'll go to India and shout. Hey there, Mr. Hinduist, Merry fucking Christmas. Drink eggnog and eat some beef and pass it to the missus. In case you haven't noticed, it's Jesus' birthday. So get off your heathen Hindu ass and fucking celebrate. Now I heard that in Japan, everyone just lives in sin. They pray to several gods and put needles in their skin. On December 25th, all they do is eat a cake. And that is why I go to Japan and walk around and pray. Hi there, Mr. Shintoist! Merry fucking Christmas! God is gonna kick your ass, you infidelic pagan scum. In case you haven't noticed, there's festive things to do. So let's all rejoice for Jesus. Merry fucking Christmas to you. On Christmas Day, I travel around the world and say, Taoist, Christmas, Buddhist, and all you atheists too. Merry fucking Christmas to
VOTech. VOTech.
For 10 years, VOTech has been a leader in website development and network solutions. Whether your business has an established website or are preparing to create something new, VOTech can handle every facet of your project. VOTech offers full website and portal design and creation services, including domain registration, site maintenance, dynamic programming, database administration, video streaming, and more. VOTech also offers full e-commerce and e-marketing development and management, as well as complete web hosting services. You can trust your web project to the professionals at VOTech.
VOTech.
If you try to hold my, I'll slug you. You think you're so smart with that. What are you gonna do with it when you grow up?
I think you have a customer.
All right now. What seems to be your trouble?
Oh, good grief.
Maybe you have pantophobia. Do you think you have pantophobia?
What's pantophobia? I don't think that's quite it. I just don't understand it.
You need involvement. How would you like to be?
Me?
Sure, Charlie Brown.
All right. Sally, come here.
What do you want her for?
Isn't he the cutest thing?
Paint it pink.
Action.
No, no, no. Linus, you've got to have direction. Try to catch on your tongue. It's fun. Need sugar.
Merry Christmas, Charlie Brown!
Oh, this is a wet sucker.
What up? This is Ludacris. Let's run it, man. Get back.
Y'all don't know me like that. You are listening to
John and Tom on the Bang Cartoon Radio.
Merry Christmas!
Yeah! I tell them all I want for Christmas is two gold front teeth and 10 karat diamonds on a fat gold wreath that I can wear around my neck. Get money and respect. Tell Santa Claus to bring a $10 million check so I can spread a little cheer. Fly a couple lids, eat a little chicken, drink a couple beers, kick back and just chill like a player would do. Remix all the Christmas carols, then I'll play them for you. Luda, turn it up until I wake up all the neighbors. They say that I'm a nuisance, but I I say they all some haters. Just because I'm poor, they always calling me a faker. And cause my Christmas tree's decorated in toilet paper. But little do they know, they about to see a show. Cause when they come up out the house, I'm gonna blast them with some snow. Frosty's never seen nothing quite like this. And St. Nick's never seen nothing quite like Chris. So, chestnuts roasting on the fire in the hills. But down below, we firing up the barbecue grills. Ice skating in the driveway, I'ma do it my way. Eggnog's got daddy swerving on the highway. Chains on the tires, ice up on the window. 10 degrees Fahrenheit, freezing as the wind blow. Help me take my boots off and my snowsuit off. Get up in the house and my nose is redder than Rudolph's. I think I need some help with the buckle on my belt. And if Santa doesn't show, I want his cookies and his milk. Tell him I need a jacket, new Jordans and an Xbox. New suits for church and a couple pairs of dress socks. Stuff my stocking with Jolly Ranchers and candy canes. Invite my aunties and uncles, let's do the family thing. Meanwhile, I'm hoping Santa got my wish list, so I can wake up to a very merry Christmas.
Oh yeah, I hear the sleigh bells ringing and the jingle bells rock.
Santa never sings the jingle bells on my block. I hear he's making that list, checking the thing twice. I guess it's probably cause I've been naughty, not nice. But I'ma straighten up my act, get up on track, make a couple bucks and buy mama a Cadillac. And then maybe Santa Claus will come around my way, so all the kids on my block can look up and say, hey,
come Santa Claus. Come Santa Claus, down Santa Claus
Tread, tread, Claus.
Pull his reindeer, pull his reindeer.
You know, it's been a 20-year career. Not too many guys can say that. I took one day off, so it's about time to relax. And I look forward to a little free time and spending with the family and cutting a little grass. And people always say, well, you'll get bored doing that. I get bored playing football, to be honest with you. I get, you know, we all get bored doing something, you know, whatever it is we like, if you do it long enough. But I know I put everything I could into it. I got everything I had dreamed of and then some out of it. So on to the next phase.
He gets bored playing football?
Well, you know, Tom, sometimes you get out there and the Vikings can't block, and I get bored with these big 300-pound monkeys hanging all over my head, beating me up, smashing my body into the turf. I ain't as young as I used to be.
All right.
I took one day off, god dang it, and everybody calls me a slacker. He's hanging around the house. His wife is yelling at him, come out and cut the grass or something. You're bothering the hell out of me. He's watching Price is Right. What the hell is this?
I tell you, man, that sounded like another retirement speech.
Did he cry?
No. I think he's all cried out.
No way. He'll cry again.
Yeah.
He'll cry again and nobody will care and he'll be like, but fellas, look, I'm crying.
He's going to be crying on TV somewhere someday.
He'll be doing celebrity poker. That's what he'll be doing.
And he'll be crying.
That's right. I usually have money, god dang it.
Man.
I'm gonna retire from celebrity poker. No, I'm just kidding.
I had three aces and he had a full house and he took all my chips. But I love these guys.
I love these guys. That's why I'm back here playing this game. Andrea Kramer catching up with him.
Bart the Brick Farm, you're in the poorhouse. What are you gonna do now?
Oh god.
Brett Favre's credit cards are maxed out. Back to you, Al.
Oh, he's got Mark Chmura with him. They're looking for young girls.
Right. Hey, Brett, we can't get any good action in a casino. You got to be 18 to get in here. Come on.
That's all right. Let me show you. This is how it's done.
Yeah, right. Let's go hang out over at the Chuck E. Cheese. They got good pizza from what I hear.
Oh. Yeah, Favre's old. Joe Paterno. Now, that's old. He just had a birthday this past week. I think he turned 87, I think.
87?
Something like that.
Good God.
80-something.
Well, good for him. Good for him. He'll be back next year, you know, yeah. Running out in front of everybody.
I don't know if he's even else. I don't even know if he's counting anymore.
What, birthdays?
But
no, I doubt it.
But he's getting a hearing problem.
Is that what it is?
I heard we didn't have a very good season this year. Somebody tell me that that's not right.
It isn't like they're a bunch of schmeals.
Right.
They're not a bunch of schlemiels out there.
Of course, the lady asked him, would that be cash or charge?
What? They're not a bunch of schlemiels there.
I don't know. I think that's a dumb question.
Yeah. All right. So he's on, he was going to do this radio interview with this guy, and he's got him on the phone, and Joe just can't hear him, but here's how it goes.
And who a long time ago sat in my living room recruiting my brother, the head coach of the Penn State University.
Hey, you got to speak up. There's a lot of people
all right
here.
Well, we welcome you in, coach, and what I was saying is that you sat in my living room recruiting my brother.
He said there's a lot of people around here. You got to speak up.
I'm at the bus station. I don't know how I got here. I just was walking, and next thing I know, that's where I was.
Meanwhile, there's an alert out on the news for please keep your eyes out for a little old man in his bedroom slippers walking around with a cell phone.
And then it continues.
Long time ago, so I've been a Penn State rooter for a long, long time, being from Philadelphia. Can you hear me, coach?
I can't hear a word you're saying.
All right, well.
Hang on just a second. Okay. Hey, yeah. See if you can get
there. I love how they start playing the Penn State music when he's trying to get things fixed.
See if you can get... Hey, get my grandson in here. See if we can fix this. All he said is get him to stop that VCR from blinking goddamn 12 o'clock. Been driving me crazy for 40 years.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Why don't they keep things simple anymore, Tom? No face mask. No face mask, barely any pads, just a toaster that doesn't have a big opening for bagels. I get so confused these days with the modern technology. I'm used to picking up the phone and asking the operator to please get Bobby on the phone, and she just does it. Next thing I know, they're giving me this phone. This guy's on the radio, and he says he's yelling. I can't hear nothing.
Are you there?
I'm here. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I don't.
Is there any way you can
speak up? I'm screaming into the microphone as it is now. I mean, and he's live on the air. So I mean, I'm yelling at the top of my lungs. So I don't know if the noise is too much there that he can't hear me or what. I don't know.
No, we're in a pretty quiet area.
Okay. Well, I'll try it again. Yeah. Let's absolutely.
Here we go.
Can you hear me, Marathon?
Coach Paterno, I can hear you great, and I don't know if can you hear me?
Up?
I'm screaming at the top of my lungs, Coach. I can't talk any louder than this.
I tell you, I'm having trouble hearing you.
Let me go back to the music now.
He's got one of those 18th century ear horns in his ear. Those big things.
Why don't you come? Somebody hold the phone up to this thing. I can't hear a goddamn thing he's talking about.
All right, well, why don't we hand, you know, what can I do? I can't, can you hear me now? No, he can't hear me. I can't yell any louder. I can't yell any louder. We'll just have to let this go. I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
Hey, he hung up on me. What the hell is this? I thought they said I was going to be on the radio.
Can you hear me, Martha?
We just can't do it.
I just love how it keeps going back to the Penn State music.
That's what Joe hears in his head.
Right.
I can't hear nothing but this goddamn trombone. What the hell's going on here?
Oh, God. Jeez.
Oh. All right.
He had his hearing aid turned off.
Hey, speaking of Big Ten football, some announcers from Illinois and Iowa.
This is a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
A few weeks back.
And,
well, I guess it's Christmas now. Everything's a few weeks back.
Yeah, it was a few weeks back. I couldn't believe when I, this is, he had, I mean, I don't think he would have said this if he'd have thought about it. You know, I mean, it's just.
I think he had plenty of time to think about it.
Well, you know what I mean. I mean, I think he just thought it and it came out. I think if you go back now, he probably wouldn't have said it if you ask him.
Oh, I guess not.
So you'll know what I'm talking about as soon as you hear this.
It looks like a pass that needs to be caught.
Yeah, you can't use your shoulder to catch a football. You've got to get your hands out there every night. And I'm out there with my kids working on catching the football. They want to use their body. It's just a natural instinct as a human being. But you've got to learn to be able to put the ball in your hands. Your hands are what makes it possible. Your shoulder pads are hard and stiff. Your hands are tender and they can move and caress the ball. That's kind of gay, but hey.
Fourth down and nine.
That's kind of gay, but hey.
He's doing the Illinois-Iowa game. He's talking to a bunch of corn-fed boys in the Midwest anyway. They're all sitting around going, God damn, that was really gay. What the hell was he talking about?
Am I gay?
Yeah.
That sounded awful gay to me there, Luther. What do you think?
Don't be a faggot.
You can't use your shoulder pads, boys. You got to use your hands because they can, you know, caress and cup and pinch and just give a little tickle to the ball.
Are you a homosexual?
Yeah.
We need that Phillies announcer to describe this play.
What's going to happen is that you jerk off the ball. Almost want to let this guy here jam you, and if it comes, it comes.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. It's just, what the hell kind of line is this?
Joe Tyler 900 number by mistake.
I thought I wanted a pizza. What are you talking about, sausages?
All right, let's call Jerry.
All right.
Let's get Jerry here.
Ho, 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 Jerry Christmas, everybody.
Jerry Jones, it's John and Tom from the Bank Cartoon Radio Hour.
Well, hello, everybody. Hello. Season's greetings out there, salutations and all. Jerry Christmas.
Jerry Christmas.
That's right. That's how we say it down here in Dallas.
Jerry Christmas to you, too. You know, I didn't hear that from my son, Jerry. My son Tyler's here with us today, and he was in Jerryland Sunday for the game.
Oh, ain't that so? What is this? Today, take your kid to work day or something? Yeah. I wish I'd have known, because I got a whole lot of seats in the stadium to fill up. I got a bunch of kids. But hey, how you doing there, sport? How you been there? Did you get a good look at the cheerleaders?
I did get a good look at everything, including the cheerleaders.
Oh, good. I had them in their little Santa outfits, nice and sexy, right? Yeah. I mean, I tell you what there, Tom, man, there's nothing better than putting a little porn in the kids' Christmas. Hey, Tyler, you ever seen a thong that close up before? Huh? It's pretty, ain't it? You ever been up in a helicopter?
Oh, no. Huh?
You ever get up in a helicopter?
Not quite.
One day when your dad ain't around, I'll take you for a ride. Well, when you turn 18, give me a holler.
Well, you got a nice win over the Redskins.
Yeah, that was real nice. It was fun. I enjoyed it. There was real fun in the first half. The second half wasn't all that much fun. I was just waiting for Rex Grossman to screw everything up, but he kept doing everything right. And I was like, what the hell is this? Is it Rex Grossman down there? What's going on?
Well, so Jason Garrett is now 4-2.
Yeah.
And Tyler, you had a question for Jerry.
Why is it that you kept Wade Phillips as long as you did?
Well, now, you know, Tyler, that's a dang good question there. And you know, a lot of people have been asking me that, and it's about time I come clean. It's like this, see. You know, just like your dad there, Tom, he's got, you know, Wade's got kids. Hey, shoot, he's even got some grandkids. And I just wanted to make sure they was all watching TV when I did it. I mean, God dang it, sometimes I wish I could just look through the other way in them cameras and see the look on them kids' faces. Surprise! The big fat turkey's going to be home for Thanksgiving. Uncle Jerry's sending you a present.
Jeez.
Yeah, that's why it took so long. Half of them was out the country. I wanted to make sure they got the news fresh.
Yeah, so Tyler got to see Jerry Land before me.
Well, you know, that's the way it should be. A young man's first experience with pornography ought to be in front of a Cowboy.
Pornography?
Fan. Well, I mean, cheerleaders.
Oh, is that right? Yeah.
I mean, you can see the same damn thing on Cinemax.
Well, he said it was quite a circus with the dancing girls, and including a dancing drunk girl just a few rows in front of him.
Oh, yeah. You know, I tell you what, we have them interspersed throughout the crowd. For $25, she'll do things for you there, Tyler. But don't tell me that I told you that. And I'm glad you got to see the circus, because those elephants is goddamn expensive, you know.
Did you see elephants?
I didn't see elephants.
Really? Oh, well, you must have been on the other sideline, because we always have a good circus over on the other sideline. Trapeze artists, all kinds of things. I got a trapeze in my helicopter. You should see it.
He ended up stuck over on the Redskins side of the field.
Well, you know, You might have noticed that one of the key things that we have here in Jerryland is a system of fans and air conditioner vents that keep the odor down for our fans who happen to have to sit behind the goddamn Washington Redskins. Yeah, it's something awful. You got to get the whole dang place fumigated. That's why I always say, look, if you're going to make them come to my stadium, make them come like the last week of the season, almost in the second last week, because I got to get things cleaned up before the playoffs.
All right, Jerry. Well, you are 27-29 in your picks so far this year. You still got a chance to get above 500 before the season's over.
That ain't too good. I tell you what, how about I consult with Tyler on some picks this week?
If you want.
All right, god dang right. Just throw it back, hold your nose, and say, yeehaw!
All right, the New York Jets at the Chicago Bears.
Well, I tell you what do you think here, Tyler?
I would go with the Bears.
You would? You would go with the Bears?
Yep.
I'm going to tell you what, them Bears are looking pretty good. I got to agree with you there. I think even though the Jets won last week, I think they still stagger, and I think they just shot their last little pop out of the Roman candle. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go with Tyler here. We're going to go ahead and go with the Bears.
All right. How about New Orleans at Atlanta?
Well, let me see. I'll go first this time. That Matty Ice, he's a master of the dang Georgia Dome. What do you think? Huh? You think that's right there, sport?
I think Atlanta can take it all.
The whole, oh, you mean?
Not the Super Bowl, but against... In that game.
I think Atlanta can take it all, too, except that the goddamn Dallas Cowboys ain't there. Because if the Dallas Cowboys was there, I'd have to have you taken out and flogged for saying something like that. Atlanta's going to win a shootout.
Yeah, they haven't. What is he? He's like 20-1 at home or 21-1, whatever it is now.
It's a ridiculous number.
Right.
You know, I tell you what. I'll bet you. I have nothing to go on with this. But if you had to take all 32 head coaches and put them in a room, I'll bet you Mike Smith's farts smell the worst. Just look at him. You know that boy's just into some stinking things. He just eats all the wrong things.
All right. How about the New York Giants at the Green Bay Packers? I wonder if Aaron Rodgers is going to play. Right now he's questionable.
I tell you what, it don't make no goddamn difference because the Giants is tripping all over themselves. Eli Manning called a players-only meeting. You heard about that?
Yeah, I did.
You know what that means?
Yeah.
I'm taking the Packers.
I would have to agree with that.
Yeah. It's a smart thing you do there, young man. I'll tell you what, it sounds like you got some brains in your head. It's a refreshing change to these phone calls.
Oh, Jesus.
I'll tell you what, anytime you call me up there, Tyler, you want to talk some football, because it really is a nice change to have somebody on the phone that knows a little something. I mean, your dad, he's funny and all, but he's just as empty-headed as I don't know what. Half the time I think I'm talking to him, I can hear myself echoing around in his ear.
Oh, thanks, Jerry.
Yeah, don't mention it. It is the season, after all.
You've got my son laughing at me.
He should have seen you in the shower. That Edna Blumkin told me all about it.
Oh, God. Christmas Day, Dallas at Arizona.
Dallas at Arizona. You know what? Santa Claus come, and he said to me, Jared Jones, ho, ho, ho. What is it you want for Christmas this year? And I said, how about a game against the goddamn Cardinals?
And you got it.
Give me the Cowboys.
There you go.
We're going to ride them birds around the yard.
So both of you have taken the Bears, the Falcons, the Packers, and I assume, Tyler, you're taking the Cowboys as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, good man, good man. I got to tell you right there, Tom, that sounds like a Rhodes Scholar you got there.
Yeah, he's a genius.
He really is. He sounds like it. Can you speak Mexican?
Well, it's not a language, so no.
No? Well, tell you what. There ain't but a couple of phrases you need to know, and you just need to know your numbers, that's all. 25 dinero for nothing down in Tijuana. That's way too much money.
Jerry, he said he had an unforgettable experience and that your house is amazing.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you had a fun time there, young fella. When you're 18, you come on back. I'll make sure them cheerleaders give you an even better experience.
Jesus.
Take you up to the happy room.
The happy room.
All right, everybody. Jerry Christmas.
Jerry, you have a wonderful Jerry Christmas.
Oh, hey, we're going to play Arizona. You goddamn better believe it.
Right on. All right, we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Bye-bye.
Oh, John, he's just impossible.
Jerry Christmas, where does he get off?
I don't know.
You know, if he probably would have told us that's what Jesus would have wanted.
All right, before we get to email, a couple things real quick. I got to tell you about a couple of video games. All right.
Oh,
first
okay.
off, you know, you got this Xbox Kinect. Have you seen this thing?
Yeah.
Where you don't have a controller in your hand. It's all by body motion.
Yeah.
Yeah. So of course, a porno company is putting out an adult porno game for this.
Oh, man. So you have to stand there in the living room and pretend you're humping.
Right.
To watch a porno.
Right.
Screw that. Just give me the fast forward button.
You pick a girl on the screen and you're using your hands to, you know, caress her and everything, and she starts moaning. Geez. And I think you win if you make her climax.
<You know>? They're gonna have reviews from Myron F.
It almost felt like the real thing. That's what they tell me. My brother said that was just like it was when he got it.
Well, now initially Microsoft said, well, you know, we have a family-friendly game platform, and we're not going to allow something like that on it. But yet they've got Grand Theft Auto, where you can pick up a hooker and have sex with her and then kill her.
Microsoft, which enabled the most gigantic leap forward in porn distribution
right.
in the history of the planet,
right.
and really has driven all of the internet innovation that there has been. Major innovation has been to deliver porn. Bill Gates is,
we want nets to put over African kids so they don't get the tsetse flies biting them and giving them, you know, the sleep apnea.
Right.
Can't have them snoring over there in the bush. It wakes up the lions and they get eaten.
All right. The other video game item here is from Sega.
Sega.
And they have, I can't even believe this. They have invented a urinal video game console.
A urinal video game console.
Yes.
Jesus Christ. You gonna touch that thing?
No, you don't have to.
So you piss on the buttons? Is that what you do?
It's got a sensor.
Right.
That measures the speed of your urine stream and lets you control a game on a video console with the speed of your urine.
So basically, guys are in a bar going, I got to get to level 3, so he's going to drink 10 beers and hold it for a while, right?
You're going to want to drink more beer than ever before in your attempt to get the high score.
You're in there taking a whiz, and just as you're about to peter out, you're almost there. No, no, you're shaking the drops.
Oh, God. Can you imagine?
The speed of your urine. Sir, do you know how fast you were pissing there?
He's got a little cop in the men's room. At the end of the year, they hand out awards, and now for the fastest urine stream in the city.
Right. Bob Knob here with the fastest pee in the city.
My God. Well, you've seen the carnival game where you have the squirt gun and you're racing something.
Right,
you're
trying to squirt. Right. You blow up the clown's face. They're going to have girls down in the bottom of the urinal. You blow their head up like you shoot it in their mouth. And there's a balloon on the back of the toilet at your eye level that blows up. Oh, my God. Now, as I recall, when the balloon blew up, water went everywhere.
Ooh. Jesus.
Oh, my God. So they take the bottom of the urinal, they shape it like a girl's ass. You have to pee in the fucking thing there, and her head appears in front of you with an orgasmic face, and then you get a golden shower.
Sounds like my kind of bar.
Oh, my
goodness. Hey, you didn't even have to drink beer. You just come on over to my house. I'll give you all the lemonade you want.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
That's ridiculous.
That is ridiculously ridiculous. Jesus.
All right. How about some email?
All right. You got to remember, we're off for 2 weeks here. We had a best of last week, so we've got some emails that might sound a little old. A
lot of compliments, too. That was one of the greatest best ofs ever.
Oh, I thought so. I thought it was funny. I had completely forgotten about the woman duking in the trash cans at ESPN. That was great.
Right.
All right. Give me a second here. All right, Cousin Sal's Tripping Service writes in, you trip to win the game. Hello! As a Dolphins fan, this is the funniest story of the year, and that means a lot considering all the entertainment Rex Ryan and his gang of misfits have bestowed upon us this year. From crowning themselves Super Bowl champs to acting like frat boys in front of Inez Saints, to finding Mark Sanchez for faggy body language during practice, and now having sideline thugs positioned to trip players. Come on, man. It's tough being a Dolphins fan.
We don't give a shit.
I bet you don't.
Yeah, it's tough being a Dolphins fan, he says, having to deal with people talking about the Jets and the Patriots all the time. But it's awesome when they remind us that they are nothing but huge douchebags. Tom Brady is a spokesman for Uggs. Have you seen these ads, dude?
Yeah.
Tom Brady in those girly boots.
Yeah.
Jesus. Tyler, I know you're of the age where fashion matters. Don't you dare wear any faggy boots like that. God.
Why?
But tell me he doesn't have them on right now.
What? No, he doesn't own a pair of Uggs. I didn't even know they made Uggs for men.
Yeah, they are, and they're getting Tom Brady to sell them. And there's go Google it up, dude. You'll see Tom Brady sitting there in those fruity boots.
Jesus.
All right. So thanks to cousin Sal. Now from the other side of the aisle there on the Jets, coming after the win against the Steelers, from McCattis comments, it only took me 13 weeks to start enjoying the Jets this season. Yay, way to go, Rex. Keep up the good work, and I'll keep tuning in for the best comedy in the NFL. Now, I don't know if he means us as the best comedy or if he means the Jets.
I'm going to guess he meant us.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go ahead and say that as well. Now, Kevin in Sweden writes in, who sent us 50 kroner, and that was very cool of him, and then sent us that article of his team, the Copperheads, which we're all big fans of.
Right.
Tee-hee-hee-hee-hee, I do love having the Redskins in the NFC East. By the way, you guys are douchebags. I sent you some cash and now I can't get approved for the forums. What went wrong? Did Tom's lap dancer turn out to be Edna? All right, so I don't know how he didn't get approved for the forums of Reezy. We'll get right on.
I have no idea. Unless he's got a Gmail account and I just happened to overlook his actual name, because we get a lot of junk.
Really? You know. No, he doesn't have a Gmail. So try it again, Kevin.
I'm sorry.
Tilliard writes in, we have a Tilliard sighting. Thanks for having me lead off the best of show.
Ah.
I feel quite honored. Yes, he should. Thank you for writing us and telling us that you thanked us. You know, they're so polite over there across the pond, Tom.
They are. They are very polite.
They are. All right. Jeff Duke writes us and says, I've been all about your cartoons and podcasts since my sophomore year of college in 2004. I emailed you once in 2005 to tell you how surprised I was that my Bears were doing that year. Jessica Simpson and Bronco Billy are my favorite characters because they make me laugh so fucking hard. I would like to thank you, gentlemen, for all the hard work and pride you put into the things that you do to help us laugh and forget about our mundane lives. You are welcome. That's all we ever want from anybody except to press the donation button. I love the thank you, Jeff, but goddammit, pay us.
It's just Boomba.
There you go. That's worth $50.
Hooray!
Yay! Yay! Hooray! I'm gonna be a ninja. Look at me. I'm a shadow warrior.
Hi-ya! I still love that.
Hit the donation button. So by my math, he was in college in 2004 as a sophomore, which means now is 2011 almost. You're definitely out of college and have a job. Hit the donation button. Jeff.
There you
go. And
then
we can thank you.
Yep.
Anyway, some guy writes in all the time. Aaron Rodgers tried to call Tim Tebow to heal him for Sunday Night Football, but Tebow blocked his call and said, I healed Favre 3 times this year, and all he did was send me a picture of his dick. Hey, watch what I send over to church boy over there. Hey, look at it. Hey, he played pretty well the other night, Tim Tebow.
Yeah, he did.
Yes, he did. That was a pretty good football game. Yep. I thought he had a good game. Everybody had a good game in that game. Campbell had a good game, too.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all the emails that we have for right now. It seems like it's time for that time of year, Tom, to say Merry Christmas to everybody and Happy New Year.
Jerry Christmas, everybody.
Yeah, right. Harry Christmas. So.
Yeah.
All right, so thanks, everybody, for the great year. Actually, we'll be back before the new year. We'll be back next week. So
yeah, we're going to do this one more. And you know, next weekend will be New Year's Eve, so it won't be long. We'll have a new edition of What Did Dick Say?
Is he going to be on?
I thought he was.
Oh, please, let's hope. Please, please, please. Everybody around the world, put your hearts together. If you pray, get down on your knees, and everybody ask God to let Dick Clark get on TV again. Wouldn't that God would be up there, what? Dick Clark, are you serious? I got all these prayers for the Rams to win. Dude, the Rams are going to win the NFC West with a losing record.
I thought last year was one of the best ever.
50, 40, 12, 10, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7.
See, I thought for a second there, I thought you were playing that clip of the gay guys having sex.
Well, you know, I mean, it's bad enough when he skips numbers, but when he goes in the wrong order, man, it's come on, dude. It's time to hang it up.
10-9-Z purple.
I mean, 2005. F. 2005 was the best one for a long time.
13-12-8-7-6.
Because he skipped, he went from 12 to 8. Well, he had a in there.
He had a in there.
Yeah, 12.
Well, everybody knows. 8. Equals 9, 10.
But I think he topped it last year.
15, 14, 12, 10, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7.
Oh, man, let's have him on again.
Yes.
What kind of crazy stunt is the idiot going to do this year on ESPN?
I have no idea. I haven't heard anything yet.
They canceled that.
They canceled it?
Yeah, the guy that was going to do it got hurt, and he had to go to the hospital, and he's going to be fine, but he's not going to be in shape enough to be able to do the stunt. I can't remember what the stunt was, but it was on ESPN a few days ago that it got canceled.
Well, that's too bad.
Oh, that sucks. They ought to get some other moron to do something.
Eventually, we're going to bring in the new year watching a guy die live on ESPN.
Why not?
It's going to happen one year.
Why not?
All right, everybody, if you believe in Christmas or you celebrate Christmas, have a great Christmas. If you don't, have a good Saturday.
Yeah. Happy holidays, everybody.
Yeah, whatever you celebrate.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Happy what?
Kwanzaa.
Kwanzaa.
It's got all the holidays.
Kwanzaa.
Covers everything. There you go. Happy Kwanzaa. That covers it all.
Sounds like something Dr. Dre come up with.
Right.
Those are code words, Tom. I think he's talking about marijuana.
Okay. BCRH-forums.net for the message board. John, you got your music show.
Oh, yeah, on 7 o'clock Wednesday nights on Baynet Radio. Baynet.com. Hit the radio.
Yeah.
And ignore the ugly site that it's on right now. Just, you know, push auto or push listen now and you'll get it.
There you go. And we'll do it again next time.
Later.
Visit BangCartoon.com for a complete archive of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour as well as Bang Cartoons.
BangCartoon.com. Listening to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
You're not a loser because you dress up in shoulder pads with spikes on them. You're a loser because you like the Raiders.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Let me inhale it all in one more time.
Yes, ma'am, still, yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, still, yes, sir. Pull your pants up around your waist. I don't care if I'm your mom or not.
Yeah, they still have Tom Brady, and they're still coached by Bill Belichick.
The last time I cried over football is when Tom Brady got hurt, and those were tears of joy. Your coach is a cheater, your rings are a lie, you back up from Michigan.
We care about the small people.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
Bang Cartoon Radio.